Yes, sir.
I think with Garment, if you would instruct him really hard line that we cannot give on Dean going down. Otherwise, John, I was just thinking of the story that comes out when you go out Thursday, the White House caves on everything.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, we got to hold on something.
Right.
And so I think we should hold on Dean.
All right.
And that we will answer anything on him on written interrogatories.
All right.
And, Marty, you don't think that'll hold? Or?
Oh, I think it'll hold. I mean, they don't have much choice.
Yeah.
You know. And I said, you know, we'll take a lawsuit on this.
Fine. And the dean will cover in written interrogatories any matter. And he'll give sworn statements with regard to any involvement. But tell Garment that's the deal.
All right.
Period.
Yeah, I said to the senator, do you really want to sue us when we're ready, willing, and able to give you all the information? And the only thing we won't do is send our fellow up there for a television circus. And so he said, well, you know, I don't want a confrontation with the president under any circumstances, he said, and so on and so forth.
Okay, but tell Garment that's it. That's
I will.
The deal.
I forgot to tell you, I talked to Renfrey.
Oh, yeah.
This afternoon.
Does he want to freeze everything?
Well, he wants to submit something in writing, and he'll have it down here Wednesday. But his major point is that it's a question of confidence.
Oh, yeah.
And that
the Arthur Burns
we need a spokesman that we don't have, that we need somebody like Connolly to articulate our policy.
He doesn't think that Schultz can do it.
No, he's pretty tough on Schultz.
He may be right about that.
Yeah,
I think so.
Yeah. Well, you know, we've talked about that before. That's it's a problem. There's no question.
And nobody's out there really sort of that people believe.
That's right. So
change it, though,
that was his major point. His substantive point, he said he'd like to give me in writing. He said he was having trouble contacting you. And I said, well, look, I'm here. You can call me anytime.
Right.
So he said, fine. He was grateful for that. And so he'll have something here by messenger on Wednesday afternoon.
Okay. With regard to that, then, there's nothing for me to do tomorrow, is
no,
that
sir,
right?
That's right.
You're putting their feet to the fire and so forth.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I think what we ought to do is hold Herb and George's paper till we get Renfrey's, and then we'll have
good.
Both.
Good. Okay.
Fine. All right.